再次跟在座诸位主耶稣所亲爱的问安。
Once again, greetings to all of you who are close to the Lord Jesus.
那今天下午跟大家来查考好怜悯与神同行。
The topic of our mutual encouragement this afternoon is walk humbly with God.
我们先来看一段经文。
Now let's read a scripture.
旧约圣经出埃及记34章第6节。
Let's turn to Exodus of the Old Testament, chapter 24.
第六节，主在他面前宣告说：“主是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”第七节
，Verse seven，
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽和罪孽过犯和罪恶。好，我们先读到这里。
第几章？
出埃及记34章。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 and 7.
刚才我们看到那两节是3500年前神对摩西的自我宣告与自我启示。
So, what we have read earlier was a self-proclamation from God to Moses 3,500 years ago.
我们人跟人不认识的时候，第一次见面会递出名片。
Before we first met, usually when we first meet.Strangers, we would share our business card.
刚才我们所看到那一段话是神在历史上第一次递出他自己的名片。
And the scripture that we have read earlier was the very first time the Lord Jesus ever gave out his first business card.
这是神最开始最完整的自我介绍。
This is the first self-proclamation of God.
我们现在想一想，我们当中信主信了一段时间的。
Now let us ponder if we have believed in God for a while.
我们或许在教会里面会常常听到一句话。
Perhaps we often hear this verse in the church.
也可能不自觉的自己常常会讲这一句话。
Or oftentimes we utter these words.
愿主怜悯，求主怜悯，有没有听过
？May God have mercy on us.We seek for the God's mercy.
有没有想一想，为什么我们在强调这一句
？Have we thought why do we put emphasis on these words？
怜悯不过是刚才神自我介绍当中的一项而已，有没有
？Because mercy is only one of the very few
One of them.
It was just one of the things that was mentioned by God.
对，那我们有没有人彼此见面说愿主慈爱？有没有这样常常听到这样子的
？And have we ever greeted people by saying, "May God have mercy on you"?
或愿主诚实
，or that may God have truth show truthfulness on you.
或者是愿主不轻易发怒，有没有听过这样子的
？Or let us not wrath easy.
我这样一讲，你就觉得很奇怪了。
We feel strange when we listen to these words.
你说传道神本来就是诚实的啊
？Because we would say that God Himself is truthful.
神本来就是慈爱的啊。
And God Himself is merciful.
那为什么？神本来也是怜悯的，为什么我们要常常讲愿主怜悯
？And God Himself is merciful. And if that is the case, why do we have to keep on uttering that? May God have mercy on us.
大家想想看，难道主本来不怜悯吗
？Let us ponder: Is it that God originally is not merciful?
其实我们常常讲这一句话很关键啊。
These words that we often speak.Is very crucial.
那是因为照着神所赐给我们的本性与智慧。
Because it is based on the wisdom and the human nature that has been given, has been planted into us.
我们很本能性的知道。
It's our human nature that we know that.
在神这么诸多的神性里面，我们特别需要他怜悯。
Among all the godly nature, we especially need his mercy.
为什么呢？因为我们最常察觉到的就是那不为人知我们内心的软弱与过犯。
Because we have this human nature and the weaknesses in our nature.
我们这些软弱与过犯，并不会因为我们听了道理、接受洗礼之后。就突然从我们生命当中消失。
And this sinful nature or human nature would not disappear just because we have been baptized.
我们再来看一个经节，再来思考。
Let us refer to one more scripture and then we can ponder together.
我们请看新约圣经加拉太书6章1节。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 6 verse 1.
加拉太书6章1节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1.
兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。 Amen。 我们看到这里面这个经节里面有提到两种人，你有没有发现？
In this verse we read that there are two types of people.
第一种人是什么？
What is the first type of man?
你动一动嘴巴啊，讲错没关系，我不会生气，不然你会很想打瞌睡这个时间。
You should share your views with me, if not you will fall asleep.
第一种人是什么？
What is the first kind of man?
偶然被过犯所胜的，有没有？前面提到的、啊。
Who are the first type of man is overtaken in trespass.
那第二种人是什么呢？
And what about the second type?
属灵的人，有没有？
Those who are spiritually restored.
那我问大家，你比较喜欢当哪一种人？
And what kind of person do we want to be?
不要说喜不喜欢，你觉得你应该是属于哪一种人？
Or what kind of person do you think you are?
我想大家都喜欢当后面那一种的，对不对？
Of course,
属灵的人啊。
Of course, we all want to be the spiritual type.
可是要注意哦，这个经节其实是在对教会弟兄姐妹讲的。
But actually, these Bible verses were spoken to the church members.
其实这个经节里面提到的这两种人，同时都在我们同一个人身上，你有没有发觉？
But actually, these two types of men can be found in us as one person.
对啊，在某个生命阶段里面，在某一个时期，我可能就是那偶然被过犯所胜的。
In certain phases of our lives, we could be that kind of man who is overtaken by trespass.
连使徒都会啊，你有没有发觉？连使徒都犯很多错。
Even the apostles have had many trespasses.
可是我们同时也是属灵的人。
But on the other hand, we are also spiritual people.
属灵的人并不代表他不会再犯错了。
The spiritual people does not mean that he would no longer ever commit sins again.
可能最近我觉得过得非常平安顺利，我自以为我现在很好，我就自以为我是属灵的人。
Maybe now that we lead a complacent or spiritual life, then we regard ourselves as being spiritual.
改天我遇到逆境了，遇到大患难的时候，我又觉得我没办法了，那个时候好像我是偶然被过犯所胜的。
But then when we face with troubles or afflictions, then we might turn into another person who is overtaken in trespass.
所以因此，我们在觉得自己还不错的时候，我们就关怀跟勉励别人呢。
That is why sometimes when we feel that we are doing all right, then we should show more concern for others.
但是同时，我们也常常需要别人的勉励跟关怀。
But at the same time, we need the care and concern from others.
啊，不是当传道的都不需要人的勉励和关怀，那这个传道太可怜了。
Not that just because we are a pastor, we no longer need encouragement or care from others. Then, if that's the case, it's too pitiful.
啊，有时候我也常常想说，主啊，那今天谁来关怀我呢？
Sometimes I often ponder, Lord, today who will show concern for me?
因为我们都会犯错，都有软弱。
Because we all make mistakes and we all have our weaknesses.
所以这就是我讲的，我们本能性的会求主多多怜悯我们。
So, like what I said, it is our human nature that we will sin. That is why we need to seek mercy from God.
可是我们想想看，我们对别人身上的软弱跟过犯，尤其是当对我造成亏损的时候。
But when we look at the weaknesses in others, especially when those weaknesses are causing damage to us,
我们的反应是什么？
What is our reaction?
这个人说话伤害我了。
If this person has hurt me,
这个人得罪我了。
If this person has offended me,
那我的反应是什么？
So what will be my reaction?
我问大家，你们祷告里面会不会常常求主耶稣忍耐我？
Do we often pray so that God will have patience with us?
哎呦，哇，那你真的是圣人呢。
If that is the case, then you are a holy man.
有没有常常一直祷告说，求主耶稣多多忍耐我？
Or has anyone ever prayed to God that to be very tolerant or be very patient with me, Lord?
我在台湾，在世界各地，这里是第一次听到有人说求主多多忍耐我的。
Only once, in Taiwan have I heard of one person praying like that.
但美国我也问不到，所以太平洋教会很不错，感谢主。
And if I've heard of this prayer in Pacifica Church, then thank God.
我们常常求主怜悯我，为什么不做祷告说求主一直忍耐我？为什么？我们继续再分析下去啊。
We often pray for God to have mercy on us, but we never pray to God to have patience on us.
我过去遇到一些同龄。
In the past, I have encountered some of the believers
在不同教会里面啊,
in different churches.
在聚会完之后来找小弟。
After the service, some believers approached me.
他们说传道你今天讲到的某个部分讲得太好了。
They told me that they praised me on some of the portions that I spoke in the sermon.
我说我今天讲了很多部分我都忘掉了不晓得哪一部分比较好啊。
I told them I spoke many portions and I've forgotten which portion was the best.
我就是你讲到那个人口中讲出来的话有时候比那个刀更利会流人的血。
There's one portion which I mentioned that the words spoken by people sometimes are sharper than the knife and would cut through the hearts of men until it bleeds.
我灵里面常常有感受，他只要这样一讲，后面都一大段故事了。
And followed by the stated fact, it was followed by some stories.
我会看到有些人开始会很激动的陈述一些教会同龄间的软弱。
I saw that some believers got very emotional and they related this to the weaknesses of the members.
然后讲到说这个说话像刀子一样，通常我们会去讲到自己伤害别人，还是会讲自己被伤害的故事。
Usually when we speak of the words being sharper than knife, do we share on how we offended others or do we think about how others have offended us?
我看你们那种很腼腆的笑容，我就知道你们很内行。
Once I see that through the way you smile, I know that you have such experience.
对吧，我们通常接下来听到的都是自己被别人话伤到的故事嘛，我们会去讲说我们话伤到别人的故事吗？
Usually the stories that we share would be how we have been offended by others with their words, but not how we have offended others.
然后这些故事之后，接下来有些人又会跟我讲。
And following these stories, some people share with me.
说传道我是多么遵守圣经教训。
That I often observe all the teachings in the Bible.
因为圣经里面很多地方教导我们要忍耐。
Because many portions in the Bible taught us to be patient.
传道我真的一直忍耐，一直忍耐啊。
And I have been very patient.
然后少数里面有些人啊，会特别跟小弟讲最后这一句话说，传道如果有一天我忍耐不下去的时候，你要原谅我。
And minority of the members would tell me that one day if I no longer could tolerate or be patient, then please forgive me.
那有一个姐妹她讲得更明白，她说传道有一天我如果忍耐不下去爆发的话，那谁都不能怪我。
And one sister actually told me that one day if I lose my patience that I explode, then no one can put the blame on me.
所以在这当中啊，我看到前面这个人不太像一个人，像一个活火山一样，好像随时会爆发。
So when this sister uttered those words to me, she doesn't seem like a person anymore, but she seems like a volcano that can erupt at any time.
我们为什么觉得需要忍耐？
Why do we feel like we have to be patient?
因为我们觉得被得罪了。
Because we feel as though we have been offended.
因为我们觉得遇到了不合理也不公义的事情了。
Because we are faced with unreasonableness and injustice.
那我们为什么忍耐？
And why do we have to be?
因为
have to be patient.
圣经教导我们忍耐也是一种爱。
Because
有没有？
The Bible tells us that being patient is part of being love.
所以在哥林多前书十三章里面讲到一堆爱的内涵跟真正的意义是什么？
And when we discuss of the gists of love.
里面就提到了两句，叫做“爱是恒久忍耐”，有吗
？There, it mentions that love is patience.
又讲到“爱是凡事忍耐
”，and love is all enduring.
另外，我们在座如果是长期在教会当中的，一定有人告诉你，圣灵的果实的特性之一是忍耐，还记得吗？
And for us long-time believers, we would know that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is patience.
这些都很熟，我们就节省时间不翻了。加拉太书五章二十二节，圣灵的果实。
And to talk about this fruits of the Holy Spirit, because we're all very familiar with it, it's recorded in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. We shall not turn to the passage.
这果实之一是忍耐啊。
And one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is patience.
我们现在来看一个经节，继续思考。
Now let's read another scripture, and then we will reflect on it.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
二节跟三节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 and 3.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。所以我们在第二节这个也看到忍耐。
Also in verse 2, we see enduring.
说 这是圣灵所赐给我们合而为一的心，里面要忍耐啊。
That is to say that with lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
但是我要请大家想一想呢，为什么我们常常觉得，哎，好像哪里出了点问题？我们读的经文明明是这样子，怎么我们感受上不太一样？
So oftentimes we feel as though there has been some problem because what we read is very different from how we truly experience in real life.
我现在先点出这个问题了哈，啊，你们先记起来，回去再想一想。
I first point out this problem, and then we should remember it, and then we can ponder and reflect on it when we're home.
不管你在用哪一国的语文读圣经
，regardless of which language do you read the Bible in，
我们。看到这个经节里面的某个字，很容易照着那个我们生活当中跟我们环境里面对这个字的理解，套进去圣经里面。
Regardless of which language do we read the scripture, we have to comprehend the meaning.
啊，比如说我举两个例子哈，比如说我们要彼此相爱的爱。
For example, to love one another, and this love.
我问大家，爱只有我们基督徒在讲吗
？Do only Christians talk about this love?
无神论者也在讲。
Even the atheists talk about.
佛教徒也在讲。
The Buddhists talk about.
道教徒也在讲。
The Taoists talk about love.
同性恋者也在讲，对不对
？Even the homosexuals also discuss about love.
一模一样的字。可是你知道吗？我们不同背景对它的诠释可能是天差地别，完全不同的。
It's the same word, but the way people comprehend it is very different.
如果我们理解圣经是用这种方法，会差很远。
If we comprehend the Bible in this manner, then the way we understand it would be very different.
我们再套回来忍耐这个字啊，当我们一讲到忍耐的时候，我们每个人可能都有一堆说法跟见证。
When we come back to this word patience, a lot of us have different ways of interpreting it.
可是问题是，我现在我们今天主要不是在讲释经学了哈。忍耐这个任何一个圣经里面的字，都要从圣经，我们叫做圣经的字定义去定义它才可以。
Every word from the Bible have to be interpreted through the literal meaning.
也就是。是不是 self-define 我不晓得了，就从经文里面去定义这个字才可以啊。
To be determined, through the as a whole.
从神的启示跟所有的经文里面去找出这个字真正的意涵才可以啊。
Through the revelation of God, only then we can find the true meaning of these words.
不然啊，我们是用我们生活当中忍耐的经验套进去，哦，这就是忍耐。我告诉你会大错特错哦。
But if we were to interpret it through our own life experiences, then we will make very serious mistakes.
那我们简单，我们今天暂时这个放旁边。圣经讲的忍耐，到处叫我们忍耐，是哪一种忍耐？大家知道吗
？So the patience that has often been mentioned in Bible, what kind of patience is this?
其实有一个最简单的答案，就是这种忍耐而已。
There is a most simple answer. It's just that kind of patience.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦后书三章五节。
Let us turn to the book of Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 5.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章五节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。Amen.
Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ.
所以所有圣经里面的忍耐，新旧约总归一句话，有一个 demo， 有个 model， 叫做基督的忍耐，就是这个范围而已。
So all the mentions of the patience in the Bible in the Old or New Testament, they are all within this model, the patience of Christ.
那我想在座很多人对基督都蛮认识的、啊。
I believe that a lot of us seated here are pretty familiar with.
我现在要去想想基督的忍耐是哪种忍耐。
Now let us ponder what kind of patience does Christ have.
可能是对传道过程当中劳累的忍耐。
Perhaps it is the patience in enduring the tiredness of preaching the gospel.
可能是因为路途艰辛产生的忍耐。
Or the patience in the difficulties that they face in their path.
连睡觉的时候都找不到枕头地方的忍耐
，or they cannot find a place to lay their heads。
可能是敌对者对他这种不好态度的忍耐，对不对？
Or the attitude from the enemies.
甚至是对旁边这些门徒啊，教了好几年还不知道在学什么的那种忍耐。
Or the patience towards the disciples who are clueless after years of learning.
哦，我当作大家哦，今天是灵恩会啊，不是布道会，所以我当作大家圣经都读一百遍以上了，我讲得很快的哦。
So because today is the spiritual convocation but not evangelistic service, so I assume that all of us have read the Bible many, many times.
我们再想一想，我们遇到的人或我们自己的忍耐，是哪一种忍耐？
So let us ponder the patience that we are referring to. What kind of patience is this?
我发觉都是很充满压抑跟情绪性的。
I realize that it is filled with emotions and being greatly oppressed.
甚至忍耐到后来，那种心中的苦毒都已经生根了，知道吗？
And these suffering has already been rooted.
他如果不是这样子走向的话，不会像活火山想要爆发。你们能够理解吗？你们有忍耐那种忍耐过吗？一定有的、啊。
If it is not filled with emotions, it would not be erupted at any time.
我们想象耶稣基督的忍耐是这种负面情绪性到随时想要爆发的忍耐吗？你们可以想象吗
？Let us ponder if this kind of patience of Christ is it the same as that kind of patience that is filled with emotions that ought to be erupted at any time.
假如是这种忍耐，那我们求圣灵充满我们，结出圣灵的果实，因为圣灵的果实特性之一是忍耐嘛。
If that is the case, then we will pray for this fruit of Holy Spirit, because patience is one of the fruits of Holy Spirit.
那当一个圣灵充满的人，他反而是内心充满了苦毒跟负面情绪跟压抑的，这样对吗？
If someone is greatly filled by the Holy Spirit, is it possible, is it correct that he is filled with all these negative emotions?
哎，我不晓得你们的智慧或许比我高，我怎么想都不对，怎么想都不对。圣灵充满的人怎么会好像苦毒到随时要爆发？是这样子哦。
To me, it doesn't make sense because someone who is greatly filled by the Holy Spirit should not have all these negative emotions and ought to erupt at any time.
有一个问题，也就是我们的忍耐其实跟圣经定义的基督的忍耐是不一样的。
So the real question is this. The patience that we have is different from the patience that is defined in the Bible.
好，可是我们今天的主题不是这个，我现在要讲了。那讲到这里，有些在座主所亲爱的，你心里面就会这样想。
So all the beloved ones who are seated here, we might be pondering like this.
那传道，你是要我们不要忍耐吗？
Are you asking us to not be patient?
不管你说的那一种没有负面情绪也没有苦毒跟怨恨的忍耐，我们听不懂也做不到。
And this kind of patience that does not have any negative emotions, we do not understand it and we cannot carry that out.
我等一下会稍微带出我对圣经忍耐的定义啊，但是我现在要继续再带大家想下去。
Now, I would like to move on to the next point and then return to my definition of patience.
要想到跟这个主题有关系。
We have to link, we have to connect.
小弟的意思不是说不要忍耐。
To our topic today, what I'm saying is not that we do not need to be patient.
而是一开始我们跟大家提到了，我们本能的会跟主常常求怜悯。
But it's our nature that we often seek for mercy from God.
是因为我们本能性的知道我们的软弱跟过错需要神的怜悯。
Because we understand that our sinful nature, that our sins and our mistakes need to receive mercy from God.
就像我不知道在座各位啊。
Just like me, I do not really understand or know much about all of you sitting here.
我只想我自己一个人就好，我这个赖昌义啊。
I only know about myself.
我自己常常都觉得主耶稣要常常忍耐我。
I often feel as though God need to have a lot of patience with me.
因为我常常想到主耶稣2000年前讲的一句话，说我在你们这里要忍耐你们到几时呢？
Because
在里面可能也包括我啊。
Because I often remember what God spoke two thousand years ago, that until when do I have to be patient with all of you, and I could be.Part of the congregation.
我常常会在祷告里面反省自己，其实我信心不足。
I often reflect on myself in my prayers that I do not have enough faith.
我也有很多见证可以证明我信心不足。
I also have many testimonies to prove that I do not have enough faith.
因为主耶稣说，我的信心如果借债总那么炸，可以把一座山从这里移到那里。我告诉你，我到现在没有移过。
Because My faith, like recorded in the Bible, and contrary to as recorded in the Bible, has yet to move mountains from one place to another. So God, the Lord Jesus needs to have a lot of patience with me. I feel that my servitude is not up to level.
I want
to work like some divine workers who work for 9 to 10 hours a day, but I get tired after 5
to 6 hours.
As a pastor, I should be more serious in my prayer compared to all the believers.
可是说实在的, 我一天祷告还比很多信徒的时间还短。
But to be honest, the time that I kneel down to pray every day could be shorter than that of most believers.
那除非我其他事情都不用做了, 包括访问啊, 包括讲道啊, 写讲章啊, 包括来美国, 那我才有可能有那种体力时间一直祷告啊。
Unless I do not do other divine work like visitation or preparing the sermons or even like visiting the United States, if not, I would not have enough time to pray.
我说真的啊,不是在开玩笑,我觉得我有很多不足,主耶稣要常常忍耐我。
So I feel like I've been falling short in the many sense, that is why God has to be patient.
可是我在祷告里面,我不敢求主耶稣多多忍耐我。
But in my prayer, I do not dare to seek for patience from God.
因为我们潜意识当中明白, 如果神像人一样有一天忍耐不下去爆发的话, 那我就完蛋了。
Because I understand that if God is like men, that our patience have a limit, that one day God will erupt, then it will be the end of me.
因为新约雅各书第二章十三节告诉我们神的愤怒是可怕的，我经不起他的忍耐不下去跟爆发。
Because like recorded in the book of James, God's wrath is frightening.
那所以很自然的, 另外一个经文就会出现在我们的生命当中。
Then another scripture appears in our lives.
我们来看马太福音7章12节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 20.
马太福音7章的12节。
Sorry, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。 Amen.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
各位想想这一节，这一节是在讲人跟人之间的相处而已吗？
Let us reflect on this verse. Does it only teach us how to,
人跟人之间的相处而已？
Interact with others.
我怎么读都觉得不止。
How? Why is it that I think it goes beyond this?
我怎么读都觉得这也在讲神跟我们人之间的道理。
To me, I feel like this is talking about how we interact with God as well.
因为我常常想到主耶稣做好多比喻都说，如果你们不赦免人啊，又像王啊，赦免人的再怎么样，最后神也是这样对待我们，还记得吗？
Because like recorded in the Bible, that if we do not forgive others, God will not forgive us.
所以如果我们 不只是人跟人之间哦，我们希望将来神怎么待我们，我们现在就要怎么待人。这也是在讲神跟我们之间的道理。This
is also talking about how we want God to treat us in the future. That is how we need to treat other men, others right now.
各位知道吗？对我来讲，所有我们跟所有人之间的关系，包括信徒、非信徒、好人、坏人，所有的人的关系。
To me, our interaction with everyone, including the good people, the bad people,
请你们一定要记住, 我觉得最后都会演变成我们跟神之间的关系。
Let us all remember that this will reflect on how our relationship is with God in the future.
所以有一种人信主是说, 我管你人怎么样, 反正我只要对神好就好了。这个是很大的问号在里面, 这不是神的道理。
There is a big question mark when people believe that regardless of how we are to others, with others, as long as we are fine with God.
对不起，我是不是要讲短一点？你不要紧张哦。我现在讲短一点，这是我的坏习惯，这个不用翻了。好，那我们现在想到圣经里面一个很重要的道理。
So we think about a very important truth in the Bible.
就是饶恕跟得罪的事情。
Is how we forgive others and how we offend others.
别人对我的得罪。
Those who have offended me.
再讲深刻一点。
and to discuss this in a different
way. 别人对我造成了伤害。
If others have hurt me.
我们哈有些人还能够忍受。
Some people can still tolerate this.
啊，如果这种伤害是伤害在我最深爱的人身上的时候，有时候我们反而无法忍受。
But sometimes we are not able to tolerate if this hurt is done towards the people that we love most.
所以你伤害我，我还可以忍耐。
I can tolerate if you're hurting me.
这是为什么我们华人常常讲说不要随便问候人家父母的原因呢、啊？
That is why a lot of Chinese say you should she shouldn't always bring up people's parents.
那问候就是说骂你的祖先呐、啊，那不得了啊，那我跟你拼命的、啊。
That is to say, if you were to scold others' ancestors, then people would not forgive you.
好，一般人面对这种得罪跟伤害的反应是什么呢
？What is the ordinary reaction of people?
大部分是发怒跟愤恨呢、啊。
Usually, people will be filled with anger and filled with hatred.
比较有修养的，或类似我们基督徒，我们会好一点，叫做忍耐。
For those who are more refined, like Christians, we will try to have patience and tolerate this.
各位，如果有你的好朋友啊，跟你抱怨说他遇到多么不公平的事情，被上司、同事、朋友、同事怎么样欺负或伤害。
If some of your coworkers or your friends complain to you that they have been bullied,
来讲给你听，你会怎么反应
？What would your reaction be if they tell this to you？
我发觉大多数的人，尤其是教会里面的人，都会这样反应：多多忍耐，多多忍耐，会不会
？Usually our reaction, especially our Christians' reactions to this, would be to ask the friend to be patient.
哎，要忍耐啊
！And tolerate.
我帮你祷告，我们继续忍耐。
Let's pray together, and then you should continue to tolerate this.
我现在可以求主耶稣纪念你的好心。
Now I will pray to God so that God will remember your love.
但是这是一个绝对不及格的答案。
But of course, this is not a passing answer.
甚至讲严重一点，这是违反圣经的答案。
But this is actually going against the Bible.
为什么？大家如果有，因为我剩下大概二十分而已，你回去把所有经文翻出来，人对你的得罪跟伤害，只有一种答案，没有忍耐哦。
Towards all the offense that people have done towards you, there is only one way to deal with it, and it's not patience.
好，所以圣经里面讲的忍耐，我先把结论告诉大家。通常讲的是我们在圣工上要做的忍耐。
So this patience, the conclusion of patience, let me share it with you. First is in our servitude.
对你圣工上的劳苦。
The labor in your servitude.
生活中的患难。
The patience of the calamities that you face, the afflictions in life.
我信仰上遇到的挫折跟逆境要忍耐。
Or the tests and the difficulties that we face in our faith.
但是当别人得罪我跟伤害我，反应绝对不是忍耐。
But when others offend us, of course, our reaction shouldn't be patience.
我觉得这里面有点闷，可能很好睡觉了，因为我都有点想睡觉了。好了，那你们累的话就睡没关系，不要太客气了，好不好？因为下午的晚上都有啊。哦、好了，那四福音书里面只要讲到得罪跟忍耐，只有一个答案，我带大家看两节。
In the book of gospel, once they talk about patience, it mentioned twice about this.
我们可以看马太福音十八章二十节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18, verse 20.
我们请二十一节开始看。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 21.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”好，大家看到这个有没有看到得罪这个字
？Have we seen the word offend？
来，你再前后再读下去，有没有提到忍耐这个字？
And did we see the word patience here?
诶，那怎么跟我们对旁边的人的安慰跟勉励完全不一样呢
？How is it that this is so different from the encouragement that we give to others?
那这个讲到得罪，也就是一种伤害，这里只有一个答案，什么答案
？And here, what is the reaction towards sinning against? There's only one answer.
哦，你们看到叫做饶恕哦。我们再看另外一节，剩下你们回去自己翻了哦。
It says forgive.
我们来看路加福音十七章三到四节。
Now let's turn to Luke chapter 14, verse 3 and 4.
路加福音十七章三到四节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 3 and 4.
第三节，你们要谨慎。若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他；他若懊悔，就饶恕他。第四节，倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。Amen。有没有看到得罪
？Do you see the word offend？
在这里有没有看到忍耐？
Did you see the word forgive?
有没有看到忍耐？
Did you see the word patience?
对啊，所以我们很好心一直做这样的勉励，都不是圣经的勉励。
So many times we often encourage of brethren.
我等一下告诉你们为什么。
To be patient, but that is not correct.
这里还是只有一个答案，就是饶恕。
There's always only one answer, that is to forgive.
也就是从神的角度与主耶稣的教导。
That is through God's perspective and the teachings in the Bible.
对别人的得罪跟伤害，忍耐从来不是正常的反应，也不是正确的反应。
To be patient is never the right reaction.
我们要做的是饶恕。
What we need to do is to forgive.
为什么忍耐不是正常反应？我现在要讲了。
Why do I want to say that? To be patient is not the regular reaction.
我发觉我们都很喜欢去饶恕别人，但是我们大家想一想，我不是讲你们哈，你们发觉我们都有先决条件的。
We often like to forgive others, but there's always a precondition.
我十几年来遇到所有的信徒、非信徒，我发觉饶恕一定都有先决条件，分以下这三种。
Over so many decades that I've met with so many believers and non-believers, each time we forgive others, there's always a precondition, and there are three stages.
第一种比较常发生在夫妇之间的哈。要叫我忍、哦、吵架吵得很严重了。要叫我忍耐，他可以啊。哦、叫我饶恕，他可以啊，可以哦。
The first type of forgiveness is amongst couples.
先答应我，以后他不能再这么做。有没有发觉是这样子
？The precondition is that he will never repeat the same mistake again.
所以先决条件是他要答应我，没有下一次，那我就可以饶恕。这是第一种。
So the precondition is that for you never to repeat the same mistake again.
哦、第二种是哈。他改不改不过，他改得来改不过来，我不知道。要我饶恕他可以啊，来找我一下啊，找我要做什么？当然是要说一声我错了，我对不起嘛。
And the second precondition is that I can forgive him, but he has to come and apologize to me first.
对不对？要我饶恕他可以啊，这我们台语叫做爱来搞回一下啦，你们听得懂就好了啦。要来找我表示一下态度嘛。
I can forgive, but he has to come and apologize and seek for forgiveness.
哇，第三种的更酷。
And the third kind of precondition is even more cool.
要我饶恕他可以啊，不用叫他来找我，我才不见他嘞。哦，这很酷哦，对不对？
The third type is that I can forgive him, but you do not need to ask.
但是他自己至少要知道他错了。
Because I don't want to see him, but at least he has to.
那他要怎么知道他错？就是叫传道去告诉他嘛。
He has to truly repent and know that he's wrong, so the pastor have to go and tell him.
大家想一想，我们自己要饶恕别人，会不会也有这三种类似的反应
？So let us reflect on ourselves. Each time before we forgive others, do we also set these conditions?
所以我们讲到饶恕都是有先决条件的。
So each time we forgive others.
我告诉大家，主耶稣在圣经里面提到的饶恕是完全没有先决条件。
But the forgiveness that Lord Jesus has mentioned in the Bible does not have any condition.
我知道有人听到这样无法接受，因为有人听完这篇道理来找我争论。我们刚才引的路加福音是17:3-4，好像有先决条件，有没有？
Some people would come and challenge, or they're not agreeable to this because from the scripture that we read in Luke, it seems as though there's a precondition before we forgive others.
因为主耶稣说，如果有人得罪你呀、啊，你劝诫他，他若懊悔了，你饶恕他嘛，好像先决条件了，对不对？
It seems like the precondition is we first rebuke them, and then they regret, and only then we forgive them.
我告诉你，主耶稣太有智慧、太聪明了，他这个叫做假议题。
But the Lord Jesus is filled with too much of wisdom. This is an illustration.
他已经告诉你真实的状况是什么。
He already told you what is the true setting.
我不晓得你们在座各位有没有人被一天被同一个人伤害七次的啦。
Has any one of us been offended by the same person 7 times in a day?
我觉得很少。我常常遇到那种同龄哦，不用一天七次。30年一次就不得了啦，30年一次。
I've met with many believers whom we are not talking about 7 times a day, but once in 30 years they've been.
我常常在周末教会的时候，突然有年纪很大长辈来告诉我说：“传道，你知道为什么我30-40年前会离开一个地方教会来到这里吗？”就有故事了。
I often hear from believers, "Do you know why did I move to this church 30 years ago?"
因为那里某某人啊，甚至是传道长老只是讲了一句话，我忍受不了，我就离开了。
Because of a single word uttered by a believer or a pastor or a minister.
我们对别人的恩情啊，很少三四年会记住。我们对别人伤害我们的一句话，三四十年你都还记得，这是人性，你晓得吗？
We seldom hold on to our gratitude towards others for three to four decades, but we often remember how others have offended us.
连现在想到，你心中都有波动，有情绪的。
Even now that you ponder about how people have offended you, there's some emotions.
我刚刚提到那句话，为什么主耶稣那个叫做真实状况
？That is why, I mentioned that the example set by Jesus was a true, setting.
他伤害你呢，你。劝诫他，他说我后悔了，好像改了，对不对
？If someone has offended you, you rebuke them and he asks for forgiveness.
他改了，他还会再做第二次啊，然后又说他改了，又做第三次，又一样的，一天七次，他有改吗
？If he has repented and then he repeated again for seven times, has he actually changed?
这就是真实状况。主耶稣的假设是说。在对方不管知错或不知错的情况下，他是永远不会改的。
What,
有没有发觉前提是这样子
？Is that if this person does not know or acknowledge his own mistake, he will never change.
当这个人根本不会改变的情况之下，我们基督徒责任在我们，我们的责任就是不断饶恕，一直饶恕，没有前提的。
So if this person never changes.And never repents. As Christians, what we can do is we have to keep forgiving without any condition.
可是我们再讲一讲我们的状况，对方不会改。如果你一开始就选择忍耐的话，会有什么后果
？But if the other party would never change, but you from the very beginning choose to be patient.
我告诉你，你就必须越来越忍耐，恶性循环，一直忍耐，一直忍耐，除非你不跟他见面了，会不会这样子
？So the consequence would be that you keep on being patient and tolerate, and it's a cycle unless you stop seeing that person.
会啊，我常常在处理教会纠纷跟婚姻辅导，状况就是这么来的嘛。
I often deal with divine work, divine workers andmarriage counseling,
亲子之间也是一样。
The same goes to relationship, father and children relationship.
你只要一选择忍耐这条路了，你会发觉要我们不要说改自己了哈，对方根本很不会改变，你就必须一直忍耐这个缺口，一直忍耐下去，越来越苦毒，越来越愤恨，越来越难耐。一定是这样子。
If you choose to be tolerant, then once you choose to be to tolerate, then it will be a cycle because you will keep tolerating and tolerating.
然后最后你会觉得自己圣灵充满吗
？And in the end, do you think you'll be filled by the Holy Spirit?
所以那是一个错误的方向。
So this is a wrong direction.
可是当我讲到这里的时候啊，有些人你们圣经很熟的，又会问我另外一段经文，我们趁今天要来解释清楚。
Some of you who are very familiar with the Bible, you would ask me on, you would challenge me on another scripture. So now I would have to explain very properly.
因为有另外一种人看起来在属灵上更高超，怎么高超？他说：“我才不管呢，我把它交给神。”
Because again, there are some people who are even higher in their spirituality that they would say, "I don't care about this. I'll just surrender."
这个把它交给神看起来很属灵啊！我告诉你，有时候很可怕的。我们来看这个经节好不好
？It seems very spiritual when people say that I leave it to God, but in actual fact, it's very scary. Now let's read this Bible scripture.
我们看罗马书十二章十九节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
这个一定要解啊，不然这个不解的话不行哦。罗马书十二章第十九节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 19.
十九节，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”二十节。
Verse 20.
所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝，因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他头上。Amen. 哇，这一节好像是很多人的救星啊。
This verse seems like a savior to many people.
所以我最后忍耐不下去的话，我还有一条路可以选，把它交给神，伸冤在主，对不对？他会报应啊。
Because if we're not able to forgive, to tolerate others, then we leave them to God, and then vengeance will be with God.
你知道我好几次印象很深刻，有几位同龄年纪大了。传道，你要帮我感谢主啊！
I still remember this very clearly. There are some old believers who came to me many times that you have to pray and thank God for me.
我说，哎，为什么要感谢主啊
So I asked them why.
哇, 主耶稣听我的祷告啊。
The Lord has listened to my prayer.
哦, 这怎么一回事呢?
So I asked them what has happened.
隔壁那个不是基督徒的啊。哇, 那每天骂我，每天欺负我，花盆都翻过来，我怎么温柔当代祷都没有用。
The neighbor who has been bullying me and occupying my space.
后来我想神是公义的。
I think God is justice.
我祷告里面说，主啊，我把它交给你，让你显出你的荣耀。
God is righteous, and I pray to God that God will manifest His glory.
传道圣经告诉我们啊，对吧？伸冤在主，我必报应。
Pastor tells us that, Pastor, the Bible tells us that do not avenge yourself, but give space to God's wrath.
我告诉你啊，他今天早上出车祸住院了，哈利路亚。
Pastor, this morning my neighbor has been met with an accident and is now hospitalized. Thank God.
我真的哈不下去啊。
我求神怜悯他。你不觉得这样信神信到这样子，你们不觉得怪异吗？我再解释下去。
If a believer believes God to this extent, don't you think it's not right?
有一次我在对主内这些小朋友少年班上课的时候，不晓得为什么讲到这一节。
So, once when I was conducting RE classes,
然后我就问他们二十节说，你们说一说看什么叫做把炭火堆在他头上。我想说今天问完再解释嘛。
So I asked them what means to heap coals of fire on his head.
哇，一堆小朋友努力举手，啊，传道传道我，啊，我点了一个。
So all these kids were fighting to give an answer.
哎，什么意思啊？
So I asked one of them, what's the meaning?
说那个坏人啊，神把火弄在头上把他烧死。
That is to say that God has put fire on this bad guy's head and burned him to death.
我觉得我看到伊斯兰国的未来了。
I thought I
had
seen the future of an Islamic state.
那一定是哪里的教导出错啦。
So what's wrong with the process of our teaching?
你们再看二十节，如果说我已经不想对他忍耐了，我也不想，我也觉得做对他说什么都没有用了。
Like in verse 20, if we no longer find that there's any point of arguing or rebuking the person who has offended us,
我祷告里面把他交给神处理。什么叫交给神处理？你知道吗？
We live it.
你不会叫神祝福他嘛，对不对？
We live it to God in our prayers, and by this, we are not asking for blessings from God.
然后照经文二十节说的，他饿了你给他吃，他渴了你给他喝啊，请吃请喝，跪在旁边说。神啊，处理他！神啊，处理他！你这个人是世界上最可怕的人呐、啊。
Like in verse 20, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink.
你们觉得这种人是最可怕的
？Do you find that this kind of
表面上对你好好，结果跪下去祷告，求神报应他，处理他，我把他交给你。
This kind of
他什么比是个更双面的人呐、啊、
？These people are very two-faced because they are providing you food and drink when you're hungry or thirsty, but on the other hand, they are praying to God so that God will revenge.
我告诉你，这是经文上翻译的偏颇，我不要说不正确了哈。
So this is a different kind of interpretation of the Bible.
十九节说不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。希腊原文怎么写的？
Verse 19, do not avenge yourself, but give space to wrath, and vengeance is mine. So, what does this mean in the original text?
它中文翻译的更不好，可能英文比较好。它原文里面没有原文的神是 theos， 所有格是 theou， 没有这两个字，没有提到神。
The original text has no mention of God.
然后希腊原文里面的主叫做 Kyrios， 它的所有格叫 Kyriou， 也没有这两个字。
And the word Lord was also not mentioned.
所以我告诉你，这个怒不是神在怒。
So I'm telling you that this wrath is not God's.
你们知道恶人先告状吗？
Do you know that this saying of the person who have offended others
complains first.
If he has offended you, but he's speaking even more loudly than you are.
不要说人啊，圣经里面你看他主耶稣跟使徒遇到都是被人家冤枉的，反而人家比他更凶更气，有没有看到？
We have seen many examples in the Bible where the ones who have offended others are complaining even louder.
主的意思说，你遇到这种状况被冤枉了，被欺负了。随便他们去 raise， 随便他们去发怒，你不要跟他们这样子，叫做天平。这里有小字，让他们去发怒，不是神发怒啊。
As recorded in the Bible, facing with this kind of people, allow them to get angry on their own.
好，那后来那个说我必报应，怎么一回事
？And then vengeance is mine. What does this mean？
你们这里很多华人，我这样讲比较清楚哈、哦。报应你会想到好的还是不好的？
And vengeance is mine, I will repay. When you think about repay, do you think about it in a positive or negative sense?
不好嘛, 对不对?
Usually it's negative.
你不会说我报应你一栋房子吧?
You wouldn't say that I will repay you with a house.
可是报答, 你会想到好的还是不好的?
But when it says that I will repay your kindness, it is with kindness.
我告诉你, 这个字哦, 在原文里面, 可以有这两种翻译, 你觉得应该选哪一个才是更正确的翻译? 我必报答才对啊!
Oh, because there are two interpretations in the original text, so what kind of interpretation do we choose?
我再解释清楚一点, 这一段意思神就, 他们冤枉你, 他们欺负你, 你随便他们去抓狂, 你不要跟他们这样子, 有一天我会报答你的。 这样理解了吗?
It's actually saying, if someone has offended you, but you do not repay them, I will repay you with kindness.
深冤在我, 有一天我会让真相大白, 让他们知道你是被冤枉的。
Because vengeance is mine, and one day I will repay your kindness by revealing that you are blameless.
你们要继续对他好到底, 不要把神当成讨债公司啊, 自己讨不了债还丢给神去讨你的债。
You have to be nice to people until the end, and not leave everything to God so that God will repay them with punishment.
有没有好到底啊, 好到什么状况? 有一天他像保罗一样, 后来突然想到这一副情景, 好像头上那个炭火, 会重新热起他冰冷的生命, 让他有悔改的机会, 这样理解吗?
You have to treat them with kindness until the end, until one day, just like mentioned by Paul, that their heads will be heaped by coals of fire.
这是一段多么美丽的经文, 多么温柔的经文, 怎么会解释成类似伊斯兰国的经文呢?
This is a very kind scripture and a beautiful scripture. How do we interpret it to a very negative
sense? 你不要为恶所胜，像他们一样，你要以善胜恶。 有没有看到？
Verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
我们想想耶稣基督，他被钉十字架的时候，断气之前有求神伸冤报应这些兵丁吗？有这样子吗？
Let us ponder, before Jesus died on the cross, did he pray that God will take vengeance on the soldiers?
尸体反被石头砸到快要断气的那一段经文还记得吧?
When Stephen was stoned to death, prior to his death,
他要离世之前, 主耶稣就天开了站起来迎接他。
The Lord Jesus opened up the heavens and received him.
尸体反有说, 深渊在你, 请报应他们, 是这样祷告的吗?
Did Stephen pray that vengeance is yours and please repay them by punishing them?
神啊, 求你赦免他们, 即使他们现在是谋杀我,
Lord, please forgive them because they want to kill me.
这才是整个新约耶稣基督的教训, 这样知道吗? 一连贯的。
This is the teaching in the New Testament.
也就是说, 我们现在拉回来, 要饶恕之前, 要先讲什么? 怜悯。
Before we forgive others, we talk about mercy.
为什么要怜悯? 我们现在很多人无法跟怜悯结起来, 是因为我们误解了怜悯。
A lot of us here today, we have misinterpreted the word mercy.
那我问你们, 最后我们快要结束了, 我请你要怜悯某一个人, 你想象出来要你怜悯的对象可能会是谁?
When I say that you need to have mercy on someone, who is the subject whom you want to have mercy on?
你通常会想到那个跟你一样可怜, 比你更可怜, 贫穷, 家庭破裂, 身体不健康的, 会不会想到这些?
You would think of someone with very troubled lives and difficult situations.
你会不会想到传道?
Would you think about the pastor?
你会不会想到美国总统川普?
Would you think about the US President Trump?
你会不会想到自己身边这些地位比你高,
Would you think about those with higher positions than you?
比你更富有,
who have more wealth than you?
比你更健康,
who have better health than you?
在社会或教会里面, 比你更有影响力,
who are more influential in the society or in church?
他家庭更美满,
who have a more blissful family?
他儿孙更发达的这些人,
or who have descendants who are even more wealthy?
不会，你会觉得说传道你讲话很奇怪，应该是这些人来怜悯我才对。
We would not think of people like that because we would seek mercy from these kind of people.
那是因为我们搞错了怜悯的定义。
That is because we have misunderstood the meaning of mercy.
怜悯跟这些外在条件一点关系都没有的。
Mercy has nothing to do with all these exterior factors.
我现在请你们要怜悯我这个传道。
Now I seek for mercy from all of you towards me.
我在我住牧的教会一天到晚求会众怜悯我啊。
Because in the church that I'm pastoring now, I keep on seeking for mercy.
我可能现在都讲错话，你就不高兴了。
Because perhaps I've spoken the wrong words now, and you're unhappy.
我可能在你需要的时候没有赶快出现，你就不喜欢我了，我得罪你了。
Or perhaps I did not appear when you most need me.
我可能你想听到的道理我没有讲出口来，你也不满意，你要赦免我啊。
Or you should forgive me because I've not spoken the words that you want to hear.
什么叫做得罪？得罪就是因为我的灵性不完全，所以才伤害，有意无意的伤害到你了嘛。
What do we mean by offend? That is to say, uncarefully or unconsciously, I've offended you.
这样听得懂吗？
So do we understand if I explain it like this?
不管是我举。比较你们不敢去怜悯的长老、执事、传道，对不对
？So the elders and ministers and the pastors，
我们都觉得应该他们来怜悯我啊，怎么会去怜悯他们呢
？We rarely have mercy on them because we feel like they should have mercy on us。
我告诉你一样啊，我们都可能会得罪你。我们为什么得罪你？就是我们灵性里面有软弱跟过犯。我们不管我们自己知不知道啊。
We seek for mercy from you because we have fallen short and we have made some mistakes and weaknesses。
所以怜悯是这样，你要怜悯这一些什么都比你好、什么都比你更丰富的，你要怜悯哦。
And you need to have mercy towards those who are richer or better than you in many aspects.
因为他今天让你觉得不好，就是他有软弱，跟他的外在条件一点关系都没有，因此你要怜悯他，这样知道吗？他的灵性有软弱啦。
These people make you feel less good because they have weaknesses in their spirituality. That is why you have to show mercy on them.
我们看三节做结论就结束，好不好
？Let's refer to three Bible verses.
我们来看以弗所书四章三十二节。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23.
以弗所书四章三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
好，饶恕之前后有没有提到忍耐
？Has before forgiving, was there any mention of patience?
一旦选择忍耐呢，你就很难往饶恕的方向了。
Because once you choose to be patient, it's very hard for you to forgive.
这里讲到要存怜悯的心。
Here it says we have to be kind.
而且这里还告诉你一个天大的秘密。
And here talks about a very big secret.
神为什么能够饶恕我？不是因为神忍耐我，而是因为他也对我存怜悯的心，正如基督饶恕我们一样。有没有看到？
And here it says that why did God forgive you? Because He also have this mercy.
他为什么能饶恕那些谋杀他的人？因为就是因为他们灵里面有软弱跟过犯，所以父啊，赦免他们，他们不知道。
Why did Christ have mercy on people who crucified Him? Because He had mercy on them.
我们看哥罗西书三章十三节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。好。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, bearing with one another and forgiving one another.
饶恕，我们看十二节提到什么
？In verse 12, let us look at this.
就要存怜悯，有没有？这个摆在第一位。饶恕是以怜悯做开端的。
It was first mentioned in verse 12 to put tender mercies. So forgiveness starts with tender mercies.
我告诉大家，忍耐，我们讲灵修嘛，忍耐是灵修的基础。
Patience is the foundation of spiritual nurture.
但是如果你愿意的话，从现在开始，抱着怜悯的心态跟眼光，就看身边所有一切的人，包括那些所有比你更好，所谓灵性比你更坚强的人，你换个眼光看。
If now you were to look at everyone, including those who are weaker or stronger than you in faith or in spirituality, if you start to look at them with a merciful heart.
怜悯是灵修的升华，更好。
This mercy is the 升华。
更高一阶了。
It's a higher level of patience.
好，我们来看最后一节，弥迦书六章八节。
Let's turn to the book of Micah.
旧约弥迦书六章八节。
Micah chapter 3 verse 8。
世人哪、啊？主已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。 Amen。 我们在这里看到神喜欢跟什么人同行。
Now we see what kind of people does God like to walk with、
啊、有没有讲到忍耐？
Did he talk about the one who's patient?
忍耐，对哦。所以如果你还是要选择忍耐的话，我告诉你，将来你还是可以进天国。
If you choose to be patient, eventually you can enter the heavenly kingdom.
因为启示录告诉我们，我们所选的道是忍耐的道嘛。
Because as recorded in Revelation, the truth that we have chosen is the truth of patience.
你一直忍耐下去，你可以进天国，但是你这一条路会走得很苦的。
But if you choose the path to be patient, you can complete this journey, but it will be a suffering journey.
我们希望神与我们同行。
We hope that God will walk with us.
要行神眼中的义，这第一点。
We want to conduct what's righteous in God's eyes.
因为知道别人都有软弱，所以能去怜悯任何人。
But because we know that everyone around us has weaknesses and we have to have mercy on them.
也知道我跟这些人一样也有软弱，所以我在神跟人面前都能够谦卑。
And to also understand that we have weaknesses just like any other people, that is why we have to be humble before God.
这样大家能够理解吗？
Can we understand like this?
神就跟你同行。
Then God will walk humbly with you.
好，我们同心默祷。
Now let's bow our heads and pray in silence.